So I am happy and pleased and grateful to welcome back to our pulpit today our guests from South Hayward Parish, staff members, and it's wonderful to have them. And if you haven't been here on one of these Sundays, then I will invite them to introduce themselves to you and reintroduce if you have met them before. So first, I would like to invite Sarah Lamnon.
Good morning. It's a delight to be here this morning. Thank you for your time, your attention, and your welcomeness. My name is Sarah Lamnon. I'm the program director for the Hayward Community Action Network program of South Hayward Parish. We are an effort to end homelessness in our community. South Hayward Parish, for those who don't know, and even if you do, was formed by three small faith congregations who wanted to make good things happen in the community, who wanted to act beyond their own small selves to make huge impacts into the community. We're an interfaith organization. In my own tradition, I was in a discussion yesterday about the meaning of Hanukkah, and which this year we're calling Thanksgivica because it starts right before. We have a lunar calendar, and so it's starting the day before Thanksgiving this year, so there's much to do about that. But there was an article that recently came out that talked about what one meaning of Hanukkah is about faith. For those who don't know, the story of Hanukkah, the miracle of Hanukkah, one interpretation, is about the oil. So the temple was reclaimed, and only a very small vial of oil was found to light the everlasting light, which is in the congregation. Very important symbol, and this very small vial of oil was found, and the thought was, well, we'll go ahead and light it. It won't be more than a day's worth of oil, and it'll take at least a week to get more into the congregation, but it's a way for us to reclaim our space, our purpose. Let us light the oil. And the miracle of Hanukkah is that it lasted for 8 days, plenty of time to bring more oil in and to make sure that the light did not go out. And what one person in the group said was that what the article said was that the miracle is not so much that the oil lasted. Sure, that's amazing and all of those things and could be considered intervention from a higher power, but instead the faith of the person that I will light this oil and it will be enough. That there is not enough, that we do not have enough, but we have what we have and we will act on that. That energy of action is the essence of South Hayward Parish. There is never enough. There is not enough food and yet more people come and we continue to feed them. There is not enough money and yet we continue to have staff and we make do. The faith that it will be enough and it will never be enough. And yet we do it anyway because it must be done, is the essence of South Hayward Parish. And a very small, and I will invite up in just a moment our new executive director, 5 months, Sue Merrill, and I'll tell you more about her in a second. But I also wanted to point out that in your programs today is a postcard for an event that is coming up next Saturday. There is never enough to solve hunger and homelessness in our community, and yet we're going to do it anyway. So come to this event, November 16th, from 1 to 4 p.m. at Southgate Community Center. We will talk about the statistics around hunger and homelessness. What does that look like? What work have we done already? What's happening at the county level from the Alameda County Food Bank and Everyone Home, speakers from there, from people who are living this existence. And then we will talk about what we can do about it, what we take with our very own, whatever we've got, and we make it happen. So action steps, concrete things we can do to end hunger and homelessness in our community. So please come, bring your voices, bring your friends, and we will make that change together. We will light the light. I want to invite up Sue Merrill, who is our new executive director. She's worked in mental health services, in child services, in education, and more, and we are blessed to have her as the leader of South Hayward Parish.
Okay, you know how you have plans and then somebody says something or reads something, and you go, oh, well, maybe I'll change something. How many of you remember the Peter, Paul, and Mary song, Don't Let the Light Go Out? Don't let the light go out, guys. And first of all, I want to say thank you because you, a number of you, made extraordinarily generous donations to our experimental matching thing. And from the original $1,000 came first another $1,000 and then $2,480 more. So we now have $4,480. Did I do that right? Okay, now, and we say we do this for 45 cents a meal, so you do the math. Okay, now,
you do the math.
That's the first part. The second part is, though, Katie, because the thing worth doing, well done, has a shape that satisfies clean and evident. We now have on our rolls over 7,000 individuals. And the number was in the Facebook stuff, but I want to say it again. At the end of June 2012, we had 4,005. At the end of June 2013, we had 6,842. You make a difference, so thank you very much. And Ralph can talk about the food program. Say, I'd like to talk about the broader thing, which, of course, involves you guys as part of the parish. And we would love to have you come see, come participate, do what you want, give me a call. I would really come see how we do it because you make a difference, and then you can have that feeling. In addition to the program that Sarah does, which I love it because she's looking for a solution. She's not looking to patch it up. She's looking for a solution to homelessness. We are feeding people, but we are looking to educate. We have a GED program, which is free at night. It's the only one in our area. The only thing that has to be done is buy a $10 book and pay our teacher, who is unbelievably wonderful. In addition, we now have a clinic. Please send anyone you know who does not have insurance, needs medical care. On every Wednesday from 1 to 4, we have a retired physician and two retired public health nurses and students that are post-bac but pre-med from CSU. Blood pressure, glucose, other issues, cuts, bruises, you name it. Come in and just call and get your name on the list. We are also the site for various community meetings, the LBGT teen group, the city meetings on certain public issues, Supervisor Valle. We're trying to hear the community voice. The thing about South Hayward Parish at its beginning and now is, I'm not here to tell you what you need. What do you need? How can I fix it? Help me fix it. Because the more participation there is by the people who need it fixed and those of us who would like to make it better, the better we will do. We have a couple of grant things that we have out there for supporting getting more food through Kaiser, getting more food to people, and advocating for a grocery store along Tennyson Road. No affordable fresh food much on Tennyson Road. Lots of 7-Elevens, lots of liquor stores. There's no bank. Okay? So part of what we want to do is hear the need for that and respond. And again, thank you, because you heard us say there's a need and you responded. And we appreciate it. Let me introduce Frank. Frank. Frank Ralph, that's his new name. Ralph, who is, I was actually going to say frankly, the core of the food program. He takes his incredible willingness to reach out beyond just serving food to meet the needs of people in lots of ways. So that his is a ministry that's very special, and I'm proud to introduce him.
Thank you.
This is my third year back here, but again, I told last year, we went back when I was doing interfaith, alcohol drug prevention. We did circle dancing here with John Bear and all those people way back then. I see the Murdochs here, Colin, Natalie, who I met once, who's picking up bagels. My thing is the people stuff. You know, it's like it's the 50th anniversary of the assassination of JFK, but it's also around that time that there was a program called Harvest of Shame. It was on CBS. And 20 years later, they did it, and there was some improvement. It's basically, what happened is the people were a lot of European-American migrant workers to people of color, to Filipinos, Mexicans, those other people. What comes out this week? California is what, number one, if you want to go that way, or last as far as you know, poverty, the cost of living in this country. So what's changed? You know, I studied for the priesthood twice the building either closed down or was destroyed, and I got in this work. And when I reconnect with some of the people, they say, you're still doing that stuff. And I heard the message being, this is what you do with your life, not a phase of your life when you're in college, when you're or a rebel or question authority. And when people say you haven't changed much, I don't think it's this or this. I think it's my attitude. And as I was going through this, preparing here, I have this way. I was trained by Redemptorists, so I don't write everything down. Redemptorists do the hell, fire, and brimstone for Catholics. We ad lib, and it's a good thing because we talked about the children and the food, and we talked about, you know, numbers and all that good stuff. And I have one story that comes to mind, and it's what we do. We provide food for people. That's what the people coming in, they say recipients. I call them the people we serve. On the other side, we have volunteers and donors who have as much need to give either the money, the food, or distribute it as the people have to consume the food. And this week we have a person who was a drug dealer in the state of Washington. He served his time. He's married now. He has three daughters and a couple of daughters by his first marriage. And I bring that up because we have Betty DeForest, who is our former executive director, trying to use a seal-a-meal, where you put the plastic bag and you put the food in. It's supposed to suck the air out, and it's sealed nice. So she's doing it, making it look rough. It's all done. She said, but I can't get the vacuum part to work. I said, that's okay. It's still better than what we were doing. And this gentleman comes in and says, I had some experience doing that, so I just leave him. Later on, Betty says, look, I got it to work. I said, how'd you do that? Well, so-and-so told me. And so he comes, I said, thank you. He says, well, you want to know how to use a seal-a-meal, you ask the drug dealer. And says, he says, I'm really quick at it, too. He says, I bet. So, you know, so, and he comes from Pleasanton. So why would a former heroin dealer need to come from Pleasanton to South Hayward, except he has the need to give? You know, and it's just, when it hit me about 4 o'clock this morning, I said, wow, that's a heck of a story that, there we go. And, you know, we're going to have San Francisco Foundation Coughlin program, which is a big thing. It could mean a lot of money for the area, not particularly all for food, and that's all wonderful stuff. But it comes down to me as the people stuff. We have people who need to give, people who need to be hugged, people who need services, you know, and it's growing. Betty and I had our points of contention when we became like the little mini store now. We used to do, everything's pre-bagged. And again, this goes to me to being, treat people the way you want it to be treated, where everything was pre-bagged, and it didn't matter if you had one person, if you had 13 in your family, you got the same amount of food. That's not treating people as I wanted to be treated. So we set it up a little different. We're sort of a hybrid between that and actually you get to pick everything you want. Part of the reason we can't be totally that is because some people would have to go 50 loaves of Sara Lee white bread, although they're all the same, to find the one they want. And by then, you got 50 other people anxious to go. So we're working those details out. But it's that treat people the way you would like to be treated. When it's the day after Thanksgiving, don't tell Sue, I'll probably be in the van picking up food from Food Max because it needs to be picked up. Not because I'm going to get overtime, because I don't. Not because I don't want to be home, because I do. But because if I were on the other end of that, I would want whoever's running the program to do everything possible to make sure there's enough food when people come to get it. So now we have Koshland coming out to do the check. They've done this in San Francisco and Oakland. But I want them to see what's different about us is that we are a small hole-in-the-wall organization doing what sometimes much larger million-dollar organizations do or try to do, and that is provide the services. The reporter came down from CBS, Channel 5. I'm going to get interviewed this week from Channel 11 again and stuff. And they say, what's different about it? It's usually off the air because they don't know how I'm going to respond. And I said, what's different is we don't cry about it. We just do it. The first time somebody comes in to the office, they say, well, where's your warehouse? Where do you do all this work? I wish I had this much room just for my program. I don't. But doggone it, last week we did Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 118, 109, I think it was 80 and over 100 Friday. Families, households, that equals 300 to 350 people a day. We just do it. To me, there's no excuse for not doing it. You do it. It doesn't matter if my back hurts, or my wrist hurts, or my wife's mad at me, or the former drug dealers, got to go back and see his PO. You make it work. A week ago Friday, the admin person was sick. Her substitute was sick. And the substitute for the substitute didn't show up. But does that matter to the people coming to get the food? No. All they know is to know they're welcome, we love them, we're going to serve them. And we can't do it without what you do here. No lie. We don't have enough money. We've done all these things, Sue said, with 20% cuts in FEMA and the city of Hayward money. This year we look a little better, but the money's not there yet. It's this that makes the difference. Whether, we have people coming in, I think Ann's here, I know this lady named Ann, who has fruit trees on her property. I know people who've come in with three tomatoes, Ann will give us 300 pounds of produce. Which is more important? All of it, we need it all. Somebody gives us eggs, sometimes it's a half dozen, sometimes it's 10 dozen. Honestly, we need way more, but it's better than not. I think I'll wrap up with starfish. Somebody's picking them and throwing them back into the ocean after this big storm. Why are you doing that? Look how many more. And the answer was, it makes a difference to this one, as you put it back. And I have like 50 girlfriends who are over 70, and it's like, we talk, how are you? How you doing? Somebody said, well, you look kind of nice. You're going out on me? Yeah. Or do you know anybody? And that's how it should be. That's how I would want it to be, is that people, you're important. You come in. You get a hug if you want, a high five, shake hands, leave them alone, whatever. You get to, we look for, how come so-and-so was here? I didn't see him last week. Okay, let's check. Next week, where were you? Open heart surgery on my husband, or my grandson's sick, or my daughter came from out of state, took me out. I didn't need food this week. Or when they bring in their kids who are embarrassed, but they come in and say, wow, I want you to meet the people at the program. Look at that. And the kids are like, I don't know. I said, it's fine. You're welcome here too. And I don't need the food. I said, I know. I just want you to know that we're pleased to serve, your mom or your dad. And the sense of relief. And the little kids we get in. The little kids that come in, as soon as they walk in, they're going for whether it's candy, the fruit, and they're just eating it because they probably haven't eaten the day. So you can look at it, the glass is half empty. We don't have enough money. It's never going to change. Well, we're making some or it's half full. We have good people like the people in here doing it, doing everything they can and then some. And it makes a difference today. So thank you. I hope to see you next year. I hope we could report that maybe we've leveled off. I hope I could report that we have more funding to buy the food. But if not, I'll come back and say thank you again for what you've given us. Take care and bless you.
I want to be brief, but to wrap up, to remind you that the mission of South Hayward Parish is to engage people of faith in the endeavor and partnership of building and maintaining a just and nurturing community. Are we engaged? That's a question for you. Maybe yes, maybe no. Maybe that's a good question to hold on to. Might we become engaged? That's another question. I thought I'd hear more. Might we become engaged?
Yes.
I mean, you can say no. I think yes is a great answer. I'm also going to just acknowledge that there is so much to do, so many starfish, that at times it can feel overwhelming. The food pantry, Hayward Can, Help for Homeless, social services for people in the community, the Martin Luther King Jr. Day March and Rally that is also part of South Hayward Parish. It's much of what we are engaged in there, so we're engaged. Vigils of caring when people have died as a result of violence, immigration reform and advocacy for recent immigrants, the list goes on. It might seem overwhelming, but there is hope here. I want to just name also that the Hayward Day Labor Center that was initiated by South Hayward Parish has been so successful that it's spun off and become its very own nonprofit. Our new board member, Terry Owen, I want to acknowledge Terry as well, is diligent, she's innovative, and she's fun to work with. Also, our member, Sylvia Brandon Perez, brings her own passion to cases of immigration concern, and Daryl and Renee Ray bring fresh farm food and gleaning directory to the food pantry. I saw some of it in our newsletter this past month. As we become engaged, we find meaning. We discover deeper ways of being human in the world, something real that fills up what I call the God-shaped hole. The work of the world is common as mud. Botched, it smears the hands, crumbles to dust. But the thing worth doing well done has a shape that satisfies, clean and evident. Greek amphoras for wine or oil, Hopi vases that held corn are put in museums, but you know they were made to be used. The pitcher cries for water and the person for work that is real. Let us then become engaged as people of faith.